Hello and welcome to our podcast for Math 2590. Before we start, we need you to smile for the camera. 3, 2, 1.
Cheese!
Beautiful!
You may notice that with newer digital cameras, that prior to snapping a picture, it automatically focuses on the faces of your friends and family, placing a rectangle around each face. Have you ever wondered how the camera knows where the faces are? How does it determine this?
Have you uploaded an album onto Facebook recently? You'll notice that when you tag one picture, Facebook uses software to find faces and automatically tags them in all pictures of that album. It's an amazing time saver. Gone are the days of tagging each individual picture. How does Facebook do this?
Are you a gamer? Have you had a chance to play with Kinect? Kinect is the latest gaming system that does not require a remote. Kinect has a system of sensors that can detect and respond to the location and movements of your face and body.
So what do digital cameras, Facebook's photo application, and Kinect have in common? These three things are linked because they are all able to find a human face. But how, you might ask?
Well, this is where the mathematics of facial detection software comes into play. Let us walk you through the sophisticated mathematical system that we encounter all the time.
Face detection is a computer technology that determines the locations and sizes of human faces. It detects facial features and ignores anything else in the background, placing a rectangle around each face. In order for this to be successful, two conditions must be met. One, there must be enough light. And two, the face must be in full view, right side up, and directly facing the camera lens.
If these two criteria are met, the software is able to translate the captured information into a black and white image.
At this point, the program is only interested in large black areas of a certain size and shape, and will disregard or ignore any black areas that are too small to be potential facial features. Now the facial detection software works to verify the presence of individual facial features, namely the eyes, nostrils, mouth, and eyebrows.
The software relies upon a standardized algorithm that defines the typical proportions of most faces. An algorithm is an effective method for solving a problem carried out through a sequence of steps. You can think of it as a list of instructions for completing a task, like a recipe.
The algorithm used for this system defines the expected proportions between the features of a typical face. The software then measures the distance between two potential facial features at a time and uses the algorithm to confirm if this distance measured matches the expected proportions.
For example, if the algorithm states that the proportion between two eyes must be X, then the measured distance between the two potential facial features must be X or a multiple of X to be classified as two eyes.
The software continues this process until it has identified the eyes, nostrils, mouth, and eyebrows. Provided all measurements closely match the standard facial proportions, the software can confirm the presence of a face.
In other words, in a fraction of a second, your digital camera's facial detection software runs this process and finds your family and friends' faces before you snap your picture.
So now that we understand how facial detection software works, we see how it can be useful for autofocus when taking photographs, to save time when tagging pictures on Facebook, and to enjoy remote-free gaming systems.
Now, let's think about other applications for the software. Imagine a television that conserves energy using facial detection software. Since many people multitask while their TV is on, developers are introducing this software to reduce brightness when you look away, but return to standard view when your face returns to the screen. This is a great way to apply mathematics to conserve energy in our quest for sustainability.
It's incredible that the mathematics of facial detection software is such a common part of our lives and can have profound effects on the world we live in.